This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The 2024 Summer Olympic Games are over. The next Summer Games will be in Los Angeles in 2028. The AP's Karen Chamas.
Fireworks erupted into the night sky as Paris capped off the closing ceremony, which many spectators described as unforgettable. Florida tourist Teresa Miller told the AP,
"It was so well put together, and it encompassed the spirit of the Games."
The French capital has handed over hosting duties for the Summer Games to the next city in line, Los Angeles, in 2028. Hollywood star Tom Cruise descended from the top of the stadium to the Mission Impossible theme song before taking the Olympic flag from star gymnast Simone Biles, putting it on the back of a motorcycle and roaring out of the stadium. Los Angeles is looking to prove that topping Paris isn't Mission Impossible. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to that surprise attack by Ukrainian forces in Kursk, the border region. Ukrainian troops stormed across the border 7 days ago. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is ordering a guided missile submarine to the Middle East. The Pentagon says America is committed to the defense of Israel. Here at home, two people were killed after a home exploded in Maryland, northeast of Baltimore. Fire officials say there were reports of a possible gas leak. Lisa Chulitko lives about a third of a mile away and says her condo building shook.
"I thought it was a major earthquake. My daughter says otherwise. What did you say it was, Lo?
I thought it was a bomb."
Thousands of people still had no power over the weekend in New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania because of what was Hurricane Debbie. Rain and flash flooding led to evacuations and rescues. At least 24 people are known dead now in Uganda after a mountain of trash collapsed at a landfill. This is believed to be due to heavy rain. Rescuers are continuing to search for victims. This is AP News. A man was seen climbing the Eiffel Tower in Paris as the Olympics closing ceremony was about to get underway.
A man has been arrested for climbing the Eiffel Tower in Paris, prompting an evacuation in the area.
"Not the time to be taking pictures. We're evacuating for safety reasons."
The shirtless man was seen scaling the 1,000-foot-tall monument just hours before the Olympics closing ceremony. It's unclear where he began his ascent, but he was spotted just above the Olympic rings when police escorted visitors away. Stuart Morris was one of dozens briefly locked on the second floor before finally being allowed to leave around 30 minutes later.
"Suspended all the lifts, then we were just waiting really, and then they allowed us to descend down the stairs."
The incident occurred as the Olympic competition winds down, with more than 30,000 police officers deployed around the city. I'm Nayan Kim.
Gas is $3.44 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.